Welcome to Trust Your Teeth, a podcast by KYT Dental Services. In our Essentials series, we explain the science behind good dentistry so you can make smarter choices and avoid the mistakes most people don't see coming. Today's topic, why root canals happen and how to avoid them. Let's get into it. A root canal is a procedure used to treat a tooth when the nerve or pulp inside becomes inflamed, infected, or dies. The process involves cleaning out the inside of the tooth, removing the nerve, and sealing it. The tooth stays in your mouth, but it no longer feels anything. That's both a relief and a risk. Root canals don't usually come out of nowhere. They're the end of a long chain reaction. There are typically three main reasons why a root canal is needed. 1. Deep decay, when a cavity reaches the nerve. 2. A fractured or broken tooth, where trauma exposes or damages the nerve. 3. Chronic pressure or trauma from grinding, clenching, or bite problems, which silently kills the nerve over time. Most people only think about cavities, but it's not always bacteria that starts the process. Sometimes it's mechanical stress that adds up over years. The biggest misunderstanding? Most people think pain comes first. But with teeth, pain often comes last. The nerve can be dying or already dead, and you might not feel anything until it's too late. That's why people say, "I don't understand. I never had pain. And now I need a root canal?" It's not always about what you feel. It's about what's been building, silently, for years. A root canal removes the pain, but it doesn't always fix the reason the tooth failed in the first place. And in many offices, the instinct is to stop the symptoms, quickly. Root canals are a convenient solution. They move the schedule along, they get reimbursed. But if no one asks why the nerve becomes inflamed, or why that filling failed in the first place, you're not getting a long-term answer. You're just closing the case. And the truth is, once the nerve is gone, the tooth becomes more fragile. Root canal-treated teeth are up to 10 times more likely to break than healthy ones. So how do you avoid a root canal? Yes, brush, floss, go to your checkups. But go deeper. Ask your dentist if they've looked at your bite. If your teeth are absorbing too much pressure, if you've had multiple fillings, if your teeth are sensitive or worn down, if one side of your mouth does more chewing than the other, these are signs that your teeth may be under more stress than they should be. And pressure, not plaque, may be your biggest threat. In our next episode, A True Case, we meet someone who thought the worst was behind them. They'd already gotten root canals, multiple ones. The problem was, those teeth weren't saved. They started breaking, one by one. And by the time they came to us, the only option left was extraction. What went wrong? And could it have been prevented? That's next time. Follow the podcast so you don't miss it. And if this episode made you think differently about your teeth, there's a lot more where that came from. Because trusting your teeth starts with knowing the truth.